This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. This summer, I'm reporting to you from Europe. Right now, I'm in Provence in the south of France, asking myself, what have the Romans done for us lately? In addition to education, wine, and roads, today I'm looking at their 2,000-year-old art. I'm standing in a museum that documents the ruins of a Roman household. I'm looking at the imprint of a child's foot in clay. And nothing could tell me more tenderly that these people were just like us. A marble sculpture of a woman holding her child may be cut of cold white marble, but so much human warmth is conveyed by the way the child is held in the crook of her arm and the downcast glance of the mother into the child's eyes. I've had a stereotype of Roman art as being gods and emperors striking victorious poses. And these big men are here too. To humanize them and to overcome my stereotypes, I look at one man's feet. The sculptor has carved this person's very specific, bigger-than-life-size feet, the second toe longer than the others, nails and knuckles not perfect. These were that guy's feet. Elsewhere, nothing remains of a once whole human sculpture but a hand holding a peach, the jolly face of an old woman, and my favorite fragment of a Roman white rabbit, huge ears but no watch. If you're an artist or if you look at art this summer, remember along with me that art weaves lost worlds together in beauty and humanity. Someday we'll be 2,000 years in the past, and what of such great beauty will we have left behind? Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.